Among Eddie's friends was a colleague named Jason Maher. They spent hours playing the online game World of Tanks. When Maher saw the Hot Lotto video that D.A. Sand released, Maher immediately recognized that familiar low-pitched voice, but he didn't want to believe it. That night I sat down. "There's no way Eddie did this," Maher said. "There's got to be something wrong." So he did what a computer whiz does. He put the file into audio software, removed the white noise, and isolated the voice. Then he took footage from security cameras in his own house. Eddie had just visited the night before, and compared the voices. "It was a complete and utter match," Maher said. The next day, he went to the Quick Trip and measured the dimensions of the tiles on the floor, the height of the shelving units, the distance between the door and the cash register. He used the results to compare the hand size, foot size, and height of a man in the video with his friend. Maher wanted to be able to tell law enforcement that it wasn't his pal Eddie. "Once I did this, it was like, well, it's Eddie." In January 2015, state investigators showed up at Eddie's office. He was arrested and charged with two felony counts of fraud. Half a year later, on a hot, sticky July morning, Rob Sand stood before a jury at the Polk County Courthouse. "This is a classic story about an inside job," he began. "A man who, by virtue of his employment, is not allowed to play the lottery, nor allowed to win, buys a lottery ticket, wins, and passes the ticket along to be claimed by someone unconnected to him." The prosecution knew Eddie had bought the winning ticket. The video made that pretty clear. So did cell phone records, which showed Eddie was in town that day, not out of town for the holidays, as he claimed. Investigators believed he'd fixed the lottery, but if the numbers are supposed to be generated randomly, how did he do it? Based on his research, Sand theorized that before the Hot Lotto jackpot, Eddie had managed to gain access to one of the two computers that select the winning numbers and inserted a thumb drive containing a string of coded instructions he'd written. The clandestine software, called a rootkit, allowed Eddie to restrict the pool of numbers that could hit, and then it deleted itself. The prosecutor told the jury members that they didn't have to understand the exact technology to convict Eddie. They just had to realize the near-impossible coincidence of the lottery security chiefs buying the winning ticket. After deliberating for only 5 hours, the jury found Eddie guilty. He appealed. Then the case took a very strange turn. One morning, a few months after the original trial, Sand's office phone rang. The call came from area code 281 in Texas, where Eddie grew up. The caller said he'd seen an article in the newspaper about Eddie's conviction. "Did y'all know," the tipster asked, "that Eddie's brother, Tommy Tipton, won the lottery maybe about 10 years back?"